Okay, Chevra, it happens I came down with like a bit of a cold yesterday. That's why I'm wearing my mask today. Even though it says, I hope we'll still be able to be Mekayim in the midst of Talmud Torah, even though you can't actually see my face. Okay, so one of the topics that we did not yet discuss is the topic of Tzliyah B'Ksamim in the Gimel Yamim HaRishonim, right? The Beis Yosef quotes in the Trumas Hadeshin in the name of the Hagos Maimoni, in the name of the Mordechai, in the name of the Rabbeinu Baruch of the Sefer HaTruma, that we do not do Tzliyas within the first 3 days of the Zion Nikiyam. We don't attribute stains during that time. Apparently, during the first 3 days of the Zion Nikiyam, the woman is assumed to be Mayona Pasuach. She's assumed to be more likely to still be bleeding. As such, if you want to attribute the dam to some external source, for example, she's Avra Vashuk Shal Tabachim, or the like, we're not going to make that Tliya begin with Yomim HaRishonim, because the likelihood is that it's really dam nita. That's the basic halacha. Now, the exception that's quoted in the Trumas Hadeshin is if you have dam pachos mikagris, blood that's smaller than the gris size, which is attributed to a ma'acholas, it's attributed to a bug, that we are tayla. This does not necessarily mean that the din of a gris is not a tliya. In fact, if you get beneath the hood of the sugya, you get the impression that the Trumas Hadeshin is saying it is a tliya. If you remember, we had the whole discussion when we learned the dinim of ksamim. Is a gris a tliya or is a gris lo gazru? One could have understood this halacha, that gris is a din of lo gazru, not a din of tliya. But that's not what the Trumas Hadeshin sounds like. The Trumas Hadeshin sounds like the lashon of the Gemara is that if you're not going to, if you're going to be metame, blood, pacha is mikigris, ein lacha ko isha isha, right? Meaning it's like not shaykh to live life like this. Now, let's take a step back. It's not shaykh to live life like this. It's not really a tliya, or it might be, let's say it like this. It really is a tliya. We do not make tliyas begimel yamim harishayim, because if we would have to make a tliya, so this tliya of pachais mikigris is so shchiyach that everyone becomes tmeya. Now that does not sound like Orthodox Judaism to me, right? Because Orthodox Judaism seems to be saying the Ramos paskening that we don't do tliyas begimel yamim. So how could it be that I do a tliya on a ma'achayles toich gimel yamim, right? The lashon of the Trumas Hadeshin sounds like it's a full-fledged tliya. How can you do that? That's like soser, the exact din that you're telling me, that toich gimel yamim, you don't do tliyas. This does not sound orthodox. Mr. Morell.
Well, I understand the mahalach to say that within the Trumas Hadeshin, pachos mikigris is still a tliya, but the Ramah, the Trumas Hadeshin never uses Mayar HaPasuach, as the Shach points out, Barichus.
Yes.
So in some of the Ramah, maybe you could be assuming that it is, but that it's not, that he doesn't learn possibly Christmas of Tliya, so maybe you could be asking the Ramah in
it. Again, so it's possible that the Ramah is taking the Trumas Hadeshin and is diverting from it slightly, and the Ramah is assuming that it's a din of lo gazru.
Right.
Perhaps I could say that in the Ramah here in Shulchan Aruch, in the Darkei Moshe, it is ma'od lo b'mashma. Right. The Darkei Moshe is really dealing with the Trumas Hadeshin, like it says in the Trumas Hadeshin. Now, I'll just add two nekudos over here. In the Pisrei Tshuva quotes from the Pisrei Tshuva Os Yud Beis. He quotes in the Chemdas, Shlomo And he quotes a tshuva in the Me'ot Tzedakah that dam on a davarish eino mekabel tuma, or dam on a beged savua, toch gimel yamim harishonim, is going to be okay. Now, that is working with like a formal distinction between tliya and legazru. And he's assuming that the din of beged savua and the din of and the din of davar sheino mekabel tuma is a logazru rather than a tliya, right? Such a distinction does not seem to be working within the pure trumas hadesh and mahalach. Is that a fair thing?
Maybe.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes, I think that's what emerges from this sugya. Obviously, these achronim that the Pesachic Tshuva are quoting, maybe they're doing what Eli is saying. They're playing off of the way the Ramah sounds like, that it's a distinction between a tliya versus a lo gazru. So, how do I deal with this question? Right? Let's assume within the Trumas Hadeshin world that I'm not supposed to be toila toich gemo yamim harishonim. Because toch gemo yamim harishonim, the woman is assumed to be Tmei'a, and therefore you can't attribute the dam to some external source. But if it's pachos mikigris, that's okay. Right? That lecha'ora does not sound orthodox. So the mahalach over here is that the Trumas Hadeshen is assuming that me'ikar hadin, we should be toila. This notion that gimel yamim harishonim, the woman is assumed to be mayana pasuach, seems to be against what we've been learning the entire Zman. If you remember, we had a discussion about a nida. Nida's mayana pasuach. And there's a discussion if she does a hefsek yom beis, right, yom zayin, etc., the different shitas in the Tanayim. Yom Aleph, I chaval, I didn't ask the shayla. But l'chora, that means that after the hefsek tahara, you're assumed to be not mayona pasuach. Or maybe l'chola pachos after the hefsek tahara and bedikas yom rishon, if you hold trilason afopishen sofan. Right, which seems to be a mainstream sheet on Rishonim. So, like, what is this idea of Gimel Yamim HaRishonim? Where on earth do you get this idea? So, in the Lechem V'Simla, Reb Shlomo Gansfried, in his Halacha book on Hilchos Nida, Sifkatin Yud Ches in the Lechem V'Simla, he quotes from Chasam Sofer, that maybe the idea of Gimel Yamim HaRishonim isn't Gimel Yamim HaRishonim. It's really Gimel Bedikas. Throughout Halacha, you create a Chazaka, B'tzlasa Zimni have a Chazaka. So if I have a Bedik of Hefsek Tahara, then I have Yom Rishon, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to do two Bedikas every day. Right? So ready, gentlemen? One plus two equals?
One day.
Equals day one, right? One full day. It doesn't really mean, Zach Lechsam Sefer, Gimel Yomim HaRishonim. It really means after day one, if you did two bedikas on day one, after day two, if you did only one bedik on day one, one bedik on day two. That's what the Lechem V'Simla quote from Lechsam Sefer, meaning he's assuming that this is a real halacha. And the assumption that it's a real halacha is also a little bit difficult, because as we noted, l'cha'ora, you are considered the cheskas tahara after the hefsek tahara. Certainly Tosis on the first daf of Maseches Gittin assumes that once you do a hefsek tahara, you're no longer the cheskas roladam. But one could argue that they decided you need tlasa zimni. That's where the Chasam Sofer learns it. The Vilna Gaon seems to assume that there's a real source in Judaism for the Gimel Yamim. He tells me it comes from Perek Aleph, the Gra Os Chafes. It comes from Perek Aleph of Maseches Zavim, Mishnah Beis. Right? Those of you who do not know Maseches Zavim are probably in the company of 99% of people on the planet. Like, let's be honest, right? Who knows Maseches Zavim? But the guy knew Maseches Zavim. And it says in Maseches Zavim, there's a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about if you see Keri Biyom HaShlishi, are you Soser, you're not Soser. The last line in the Mishnah is Modim Baroa Barabi'i Shalom Soser Aliyombo. By Yom Daled, it's not a steer at all. Meaning, once you have Gimel Yomim, it's not a steer. There's no steer. Says the Gra, that's the source of Gimel Yomim. But let's be honest, the Goyin's a tremendous genius. But no one before the Vilna Gaon invoked that Mishnah in Zavim. Ain't nobody said it. The Pashtus is, in the Trumas HaDeshen, in the Mordechai Nagos, Maimini, and all of these Mishonim, that it's Tamazoy Achumra Ba'alma. And because it's Tamazoy Achumra Ba'alma, so therefore we could say that Lo Gazru, this Chumra of Gimel Yomim, on Pachos Mikigris, because Ein Lecha Isha Shetahor Elabala. Yeah, you're right, it doesn't sound orthodox. I agree, it doesn't sound orthodox. But the whole thing is a Chumran Gansen. So because it's a Chumran Gansen, so therefore, we're going to be Megor. That's probably what the Trumas Hadeshen is going at. Comes along many of the Sparim, and they take this idea and they run with it. You know, there is a discussion over here in the Torah Hashlamim. But if a woman knows that she is going to be in a situation that, let's say, she'll be walking through the Shukshat HaBachim, there's going to be lots of blood coming, and it says that you're not supposed to be told at Tov Gimel Yomim HaRishonim. So the Torah HaShlamim writes that you can do your Hafsek Tahara early, right when you stop bleeding, even before the days of Poletus have elapsed. And therefore, your Gimel Yomim that we're not Tola on will finish earlier. And therefore, if you'll be walking through the Shukshat HaBachim after, you'll be able to be Tola once it's Gimel Yomim from your Hafsek. That's what the Torah HaShlamim says. The Pashtus is, as we discussed, that the Trumas HaDeshen agrees with the Chsam Sofer that we saw in Simin Pei Aleph, that the Hafsek Tahara does not have to be Tzamud to the Zayin Nekiyim. I could do Hafsek Tahara on Monday, and not Zayin Nekiyim until Wednesday. But that seems to be what the Torah HaShlamim is getting at. We spoke about the Darkei Tshuva, that the minig of women not going to shul during the Zman of Nidusa, you can stop that if you do a Hafsek Tahara and you're not bleeding, even though you're not yet counting Shiva Nekiyim. Right? We spoke about the minig of not going to cemeteries, right? All of these things, perhaps you can be made on. So the Torah HaShlamim assumes like that. But the Torah HaShlamim says it's got to be that the woman did a full-fledged bedikah, that she knows exactly what she was doing. If the woman happened to just check herself, but it wasn't like a halachic bedikah b'miskaven, so he quotes a tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek. This is not the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek. This is the Tzemach Tzedek of Nicholsburg, no? He's a Bar Plukta Navodas Hagershuni. He's like 200 years before the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek. It's a different tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek. So the Tzemach Tzedek writes that it has to be a bedika b'miskavim. But if she just checked herself stamazoi to see that she's not bleeding, that doesn't count. And the Torah HaShlamim in Os Yud Gimel paskins like that. However, the Shevet HaLevi in Os Zayin, the Shira Shevet HaLevi says, you know what, it seems to him that you could be makal, that any sort of checking can remove this din of Gimel Yomim HaRishonim. You don't need the miskaven. Why? Because since the whole thing is Tamazay Chumra Ba'alma, so you can get rid of this Chumra Ba'alma with any sort of bedika. That's what the Shevet HaLevi writes. Okay, good. Let's go a step further.
In part of the Shevet, can you just get rid of this din altogether? In the third day of Kolat
Hashem. So, Lacha'ara, you can get rid of this din of not being Mahmur and Gimel Yamin because the woman, Lacha'ara, did some sort of check. She took a shower. She probably knows that she's not bleeding earlier, so I think it's correct. I've never heard of anyone be machmir toch gimel yom harishon. Now it could be because once I have the piskei tshuva about beged savu and damrish eno mekabel tum and pachas mikigris, those are like the big things. You don't have like real tzliyas so often anymore. But and I should note, the Shevet Halevi himself writes that if you have a tliya alimta, like we spoke about, there's certain tliyas that help even on the level of doraisa, right? We spoke about that case that the woman who always had a mark, like a pinkish mark, mamish in the middle of the bdika cloth. So we were able to ascertain that she is really rubbing up against her cervix when she did her bdikas; they were too deep. The Shevet Halevi is a very similar case. The Rav notices that there is a dot every time in one area of the bdika cloth, so you know for sure that there's a maka there. So such strong tliyas, tliyas that will help on the d'oraisa, will certainly help toch gimel yom harishonim. It's kim'at, we're never going to have a case. I've never heard of a case that toch gimel yom harishonim were more machmir. I should note, by the way, that the lashon haramah sounds very much not like the lashon, not like the psak of this Taras Hashlamim. The Rama writes, Yesh Ormin de Bishloshe Yomim Shal Yemei Hasfira. No? It doesn't say Shloshe Yomim after the Hefzik Tahara. The lashon of the Rama sounds very much not like the Taras Hashlamim, and it might be more like the Chsam Sofer that the Sidre, that the Lechem Basimla quoted, and maybe the idea is somehow that you need Gimel Yomim Yemei Sfira in order to have Tlius on the North have Tlius on the Ksumim.
Sure. Also, the Maisa, you may not get this, like, it's not so the Maisa anyway, because if a woman's bleeding more than 3 days, it's relevant. And if she's bleeding less, so it's not going to make her, she has to count 5 days anyway. And we don't restart those 5 days after a
again, what, so you're assuming, like, the Taras Hashlamim and, like, our extension of the Taras Hashlamim, you're assuming that when she's not bleeding, right, because she checked herself, etc. The pashtus in the Ramah is that she didn't gimel yamim b'mei sfira.
Oh.
Right, the pashtus in the Ramah is that the first 3 days is Zayin Nekiyim. We're not going to be told on anything. Now, here's the thing. Am I told of a maka in the gimel, first gimel yamim? So we know that we're not told in a woman who's holcha b'shuk shel tabochim. That we're not tola. Whether we're tola in a maka or not. So the Darke Moshe has a lengthy discussion. He thinks that a maka that yadua shemotzi dam, we will be tola. Because horaya, we're tola on this maka even if she's rasa mamish. There are some who are not Taila B'Shas Vesta, but that could be because Vestas are Zeraisa. But Vestas are Zerabon, and we will be Tola. But then the conclusion, the Darke Moshe, is that Mikol Makom, even though Lahalacha, he thinks you could be Tola on a Maka that's Meitzidam, L'maisa Tov L'Hachmer L'Chatzchila B'Maka Overes B'Yamim Mu'atim. L'maisa should be told that the maka will go away in a few days. Meaning, the Darke Moshe is saying, you are not told the maka, toch gimel yamim ha-rishonim, even if it's a maka that's yadua, that's multidam. If it's a maka that's there only for a brief period of time, you're not told in the maka, that's what emerges from the Darke Moshe. The problem is, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch does not sound like the Darke Moshe writes. The Ramah writes, if you have a Maka Begufa, and it's Yadua Shemotzi Dam, so we are Tayla on it. We are not told on a Maka She'en Yadua Shemotzi Dam. But a Maka that is Yadua Shemotzi Dam, we are told on. Now that seems to be against the Darke Moshe, who says that even a Maka that's Yadua, that's multidam, l'maisa, you should not be tola on it if it's a maka that goes away in a brief period of time. So there's a steer between the Darke Moshe and the Ramah. Now, what do I do when there's a steer between the Darke Moshe and the Ramah? I haven't got the foggiest idea. I have no idea. I know that when there's a steer between the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, I'm inclined that we follow the Beis Yosef, but I don't know in terms of the Darke Moshe. I don't have a real mahalach over here. What I do know is that this psak of the Ramah that we are toile in a maka that's yadua shemotzi dam. Both the Shach and the Taz take issue with this psak of the Rama. Both the Shach and the Taz take issue. According to the Taz, it depends whether it's a maka that it's efshalali hizahir or lo efshalali hizahir. Right? If it's a type of maka that you could be careful that it doesn't come onto you, so then we're not tola. If it's efshalali hizahir, then we are tola. The Shach sounds like a very long Shach over here. The Shach sounds like he paskins that we're toila on the maka shi yadu hashemotzi dam. But Yadu HaShemotzi Dam, according to the Shach, is a very extreme Yadu HaShemotzi Dam. It has to be mamish bleeding. If it's just a type of maka like the Mishnah speaks about, Efshar Higala Olahotzi Dam, it's a maka that you can just rub it and dam will come off. That, according to the Shach, you cannot be tola on. You're only tola tok gimel yomim harishonim on a maka that's mamish motzi dam in the sense of mamish bleeding. Reb Chaim Kohn in the Badi Ashokan Oskuf Mem Zayin thinks that we should paskin like the Shach and only paskin like the Taz that we're Taylor and the Maka that is Yashar Lalihi Zahir if it's a Maka that does not go away within a few days. But if it's a Maka that does go away within a few days, we should not be Tola on it, which ends up being like the Darki Moshe says. Right? Remember, according to Dr. Moshe, we're not told on anything that might go away in a few days. The Badei HaShulchan paskins that way. He just adds a sniff called the Shach, which is that if it's mamish, a bleeding wound, right? So then we are told in that. Many of the Acharonim, the Toras HaShlomim, the Sidrei Tahara, etc., they paskin straight like the Raman Shulchan Aruch. That a maka that's Yadu HaShemotzi Dam b'Taylan. And the cheshbon for that probably is that we're going to paskin lahakel because this entire din is in gans and the chumra. This entire din of this trumas hadeshen of the gimel yom harishon, since it's a chumra entirely, so therefore this varish should be not to be overly mahmir. That's what it seems to emerge. There's a discussion here in the Piskei Tshuva in Os. In Os Yud Aleph, let's say a woman has a shirt that she's wearing on day four, but it's a shirt that was not laundered beforehand. And she says that the stains on that shirt came from, right, beforehand, when she was still a Nida. Well, they came from beforehand when she was a Nida. That means that we're really being Taila, Taif Gimel Yom HaRishonim. On the other hand, she's not asking the Shaila until Yom Dalet. So it's a machlokes and acharonim, whether they can be told in that case or not, ayin pisnei tshuva. Lemaisa, according to the Shevet HaLevi, etc., since this entire thing is based on the chumra shebachumras, so then the svara is that we should be mekel on that shayla. We should be mekel on that shayla as well. Now, another issue that comes up over here in the Dago Meravav and the Pisnei Tshuva is l'chaira, if this din is because ma'ayana pasuach, or we treat it as a chumra, that's ma'ayana pasuach, so therefore this din should not apply to a woman who is counting Shiva Nikim because of a kesem. If you're counting Shiva Nikim because of a kesem, it was not ma'ayana pasuach, it's tamazaya kesem. If you're counting Shem Nikim because of Dam Basulan or because of Dam Chibud, it's not Mayana Pasuach. So therefore, the Chumra of Gimel Yom HaRishonim does not apply. The Dago Meravav quotes this idea from the Beis Shmuel and Eben HaEzer Simin Samach Gimel. Okay, great. What about the following case? A woman is a full-fledged Nida, and she sees a Kesem. Taif Gimel Yomim HaRishonim of the Zayin Nikiyim. And you can't be Taila that Kesem. And then after that Kesem, Taif Gimel Yomim of Kesem A, he sees Kesem B. What's the halacha in that case? Do I assume that the fact that she saw a kesem A, Tokimo Yom HaRishonim, that's Megala, that it wasn't Mayona Sosom, it was still Mayona Pasuach. And therefore, Kesem B is Ki'iwu Tokimo Yomim, because you have not yet ascertained that's Mayona Sosom. Alternatively, I could say, come on. Right? The Maisa, right? She just saw a Kesem at the beginning. Who's it? She saw a Kesem at day A, on day two, she sees a Kesem. But like, is that really Megala? That she is still Mayona Pasuach. That's a whole discussion over here in the Pisca Chuba Osyod, in the Zogam Erevava. Again, I would be inclined, I didn't see this in the postgame, I would be inclined that since the whole din is a Chumr Ba'alma, so the Chaura, we should not be Machmir in this case. Let me just throw in the Sidri Tahara and Oswam and Dahad. No, the Sidrei Tahara is awesome. We like him. So Sidrei Tahara, that's the definition of being awesome. That means I like you. So Sidrei Tahara has a cheshbin. He says, come on, why are we machmir in the Gimel Yom HaRishonim? L'maisa, you know it's not my Yom HaPasua because she didn't have Sidrei Tahara. What's the pshat? So I write on Sifkat and Lamed Dalet an unbelievable thing, which is very similar to the Chavas Das that we spoke about in our youth. In order for a woman to become Tumeya, you need Dam Shabbat Hargasha. But the Tavastas has a Yesod that the reason why you do Bedikas during Zayin Nikiyim is because even Dam Shabbat Shalom Hargasha is going to be Sosa to Zayin Nikiyim. The din of Shalom Tehe Tumma Mafsekespo means that even Dam, which is Shaloba Hargosha, it remains Dam Tomei. If it remains Dam Tomei, the Chepza of Dam is Tomei. So therefore, right, it would be Soser Mazayan Nikiyim. That's what the Chavas Das writes. Comes along the Sidrei Tahara, and he says, oh, that's the Pshat Neschum of Gimel Yomim. You see, a Kesem fundamentally should be Soser, the Zayin Nikiyim. Because a Kesem is Lecha'ora, Dam Sheba, Shalom Bahargasha. That's probably what it is. And if that's the case, it should be Soser in the Zayin Nikiyim. Narvas, we decide to be Mekolang Summon. I'm Mekolang Summon because, you know what, there is some shayla that maybe the dam is not from her, maybe it is from her. But one could argue, the hasvara no senes, that I should never be mekolang samim at all. Because a kesem should be soser in the Zayin Nikiyim, just like we said, dam shalom bahargasha is soser in the Zayin Nikiyim. If that's the case, it says the Sidrei Tahara, maybe the requirement of Gimel Yomim HaRishonim, the Chumrah, that we're not Tola in Gimel Yom HaRishonim, is because we should fundamentally never be Tola on the Kesem, because it's Tuma Mafsik Beinehem. However, we don't want to do that. That's too Machmir. So instead, what we say is we're going to like hedge our bets. And talk Gimel Yom HaRishonim, we'll say your Kesem is Soser. But after Gimel Yomim HaRishonim, we'll say the Kesem is not Soser. That's the Cheshbin of the Sidrei Tahara. I think it's very creative. But Lemaisa, I think the mainstream Mahalach in Poskim is that the din of Gimel Yomim HaRishonim is Tamazai Chumrah. Unlike the Vilna Gaon, who has a source in Maseches Zavim, the Pashtus is that source in Zavim doesn't really hold water. May Ikar Hadin, you're concerned with Cheskes Tahara after the Hefsek Tahara. That seems to be the halacha. We have a Chumra that Toch Gimel Yom HaRishonim, we are Machmir on Tzlios. But again, the Pashtus is that any Suffolk that comes up over here, we could be Mekal on because it's a Suffolk in the Chumra. Again, this I think is Judaism as understood by me. Any questions or comments or observations?
How does he explain the Pachos Kubi Ris?
So he says Pachos Mikigris is just the same cheshbin of the Trumas Hadeshen. It's Ein Lecha Isha Shetahayra Labayla. So therefore they decided not to be, they decided not to apply what should be the Ikar Hadin. Right? It is a little bit funny. According to the Sidrei Tahara, the Ikar Hadin should be the Amnat Tola. Yeah.
Also, for the Chandra Shlomo, it sounds like you can offer in all these extra cases.
The Chemdas Shlomo will be machmer in all of these extra cases.
I mean, all these cases where we're saying there's legitimate reason to be makil, we might say it's not true because the only thing we're not there is something which isn't.
It's a long gazer.
Right.
Yeah, I just. Going through the sugya, I don't think the distinction between lo gazra and tliya is an authentic approach in the sugya. I like it and love this, but like I don't think I think it's more authentic to the lashon of the chachm. This is more from the chachmei Ashkenaz of like one's kufa. The Mordechai that goes ma'amini the sefer truma, right? It's like a line over there, and the Trumas Hadeshen is like the end of that line. Yeah.
This mahalach from the Sidrei Tahara. This is a mahalach for every din by Xamen.
Yes.
Like every cool you speak about.
So here's the thing about the Sidrei Tahara. It's a long concept. I don't know if he's like fully consistent in Hilchos Nida. He's trying to explain this one din, and he says, "Oh, this one din, I'm going to be machmir on because." We should really be machmering some in the entire time, and that's the pshat nistin. I don't think elsewhere the Sidrei Tahara assumes it. He just said this is the pshat in the. Yeah, like that's sort of what Mr. Kaufman was asking about. According to the Sidrei Tahara, we should have ba'atzim no kulas at all during Taifkim or Yom HaRishonim. Right. I think that.
There's also Gemara that speak about that Ksamim's only
Dagim. Nowhere in Shas do I see. Again, the Gemara is about Beged Savu and Darshan Mekabel Tumah could be a Kesem not during Zayin Nikiyim. Nowhere in Shas do I see any Chumrah of Gimel Yomim HaRishonim. Shteit Nisht in Shas. This is a Hamtza'ah of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. In terms of explaining that Hamtza'ah, so, you know, we're doing the best we can. It's probably a Chumrah Ba'alma. Okay, gentlemen, I want to finish the Simin Kuftani above tomorrow. We'll talk about Palantis a little bit. If you have not yet seen the rush at the beginning of Perek Daled, do so and have a great day.